Now, suppose you didn't have any rain for a couple of months, or 3 months.
A drought.
Would you tell me, is that about right? I mean, I'm guessing at the time here. Is a drought longer than a dry spell, or short, about the same, or is there any difference? Or?
Well, a drought is, well, it begins to get disastrous then.
So it's longer?
It's longer, yes, I think so.
And if you'd had no wind in the morning, but in the afternoon you had quite a bit, you might say, looks like the wind is
starting to blow.
Coming up.
Could you say coming up sometimes, too?
Yes.
And if you had a lot of wind in the morning and none in the afternoon, you might say, looks like the wind is
gone down.
Or any other terms for that, the wind is
That's
a perfectly good term. Nothing wrong with it. Some people have, there are quite a variety of words here for this, laying and such things.
Yeah, getting more.
You look out on the lawn, maybe it was last, a couple days ago even, and you see some white stuff on the grass. It wasn't snow, but you had a heavy
frost.
And in fact, it was so cold that the lake
was frozen over.
Or the lake just plain
frozen.
Okay. What would you call the white stuff out on the lawn, Mrs. Warren?
Frost, Jack Frost. If it's white.
Are there different kinds? Different
well,
kinds?
If we have a real heavy frost, we generally call it a Jack Frost.
That's when
lots of
the things are real white.
That's when it really freezes along with the frost. We generally call it a Jack Frost then.
Right. Okay. When it freezes, you mean when the water freezes?
Yeah.
You wouldn't call it a freeze on a lake. You had quite a freeze last night.
Well.
Or on, you would use a term for frost. You said we had a freeze. You'd never say that.
Yes, we do.
When
in the fall, when it freezes the plants and things, and then we'll say it and kills them. Then we say we had quite a freeze.
Okay. All right. And the room we're in right now is called the
living room.
Did you ever used to have a name for this that you don't use anymore? A room like this?
A spare room we call a parlor. You don't hear that word very often anymore.
You call it a spare room. That's interesting. Yeah,
well, that's the spare room is usually a bedroom.
Oh, I see.
A spare bedroom. But this room is usually called a living room.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You ever call it any other terms? The parlor, the living room, or
well. We used to, our house is so much smaller now than it used to be. We used to have a parlor, but we don't have so many rooms anymore. It just has to be a...
Yeah, well, when I was a kid, we used to have what's called a parlor. The only time we ever got in there was on Sunday, unless we had company during the week.
Okay. I'm really, when I'm not looking at you, I'm still writing and listening,
yeah.
I'm sure.
We see.
Okay. If you had a fireplace, you'd have to have something to send smoke up the what?
Chimney.